Before I hit the game real quick, injuries. Goodman will still be out this week. Thomas will also be out this week. And it looks like Dawkins will probably miss this week as well. McBath could have a chance to be back this week. We had some other injuries. Mays was fighting through some stuff. Gaffney, Bruton, Vickerson. But I think all of those guys should be okay as we get ready to play Kansas City this week. On the game, you know, we felt like we got off to another fast start. You know, our ability to do that now for 3 weeks has been a positive. You know, ran the ball well for the most part during the course of the day, executed in the red area, and got ahead, which is something we've been talking about a lot throughout the entire season. We missed some opportunities early in the game, a couple screen plays, a deep ball to Lloyd there in the end zone, had a couple opportunities to score touchdowns instead of field goals and didn't convert on those, which kind of came back to haunt us a little bit later. Really offensively, the biggest area of concern was third down, where we had 2 third downs of 10 or less, and everything else was third down and 10 or more. We knew going into the game this is one of the better defenses in all of football when you play the game a third and long, and we proceeded to try to play it that way. So. Definitely something that has hurt us when we played the games in third and long. We haven't had much success, and we didn't again yesterday. Defensively, we were really focused on trying to stop Steven Jackson, and you know, thought we did a good job of really limiting his yards per carry. I think it was 2.5 average. Let him around the corner a couple times, but I think by and large did a nice job of trying to contain him in their running game. The three reverses, you know, really kind of got us off track there a little bit. They did a nice job of setting those up, and we didn't play them very well either. I think defensively, really, a lot of it came down to big plays, and we had 12 plays for 297 yards. And anytime you're going to do that, you're really not forcing the other team to drive the ball and make a lot of consistent third down conversions because we gave up too many chunks of yardage on those things. And there are a number of reasons for that, but I think by and large, big plays and third down offensively were the two biggest areas of concern yesterday. In a kicking game, there was some good stuff. You know, had a good day punting the football against what we thought was a very good returner. Their punting game had been one of the best in all of football, and we thought we did a nice job of trying to put some pressure on him. Bruton made a great play at the end of the game. We tried to rush more than a few times, and David got there at the end and almost had a chance for a huge swing. You know, they gave us an opportunity to at least have some decent field position. Didn't really do much on our kickoff return team. They kicked the ball well, they covered well, and we didn't do a good job of giving Eddie an opportunity to get out there. So, you know, disappointing. As I mentioned yesterday, appreciate the effort and the fight that we had going into the second half. We didn't turn it around in the third quarter like we had talked about at halftime, but I think our guys continue to play hard and just couldn't make enough plays, and St. Louis deserves a lot of credit. They're very well coached and thought they played a great game yesterday. Say it again. I'd say there's still some rust from the time off, but I thought he did make some plays, did a good job of setting the edge. Got caught on the one reverse inside and let the ball around the corner. But I thought he was, you know, he's getting back into that physical part of his game, which I think is really the thing that you can't work on for 6 or 7 weeks when you're not out there practicing. And he started to make some strides as the game went on and some of his bull rush techniques, you know, and like I said, did a decent job in the running game.
How can you explain the fast starts compared to unable maybe to adjust necessarily. We've seen it a couple weeks. Is that, can you talk about maybe the process of game planning and before the game and then what you do during the game to
yeah.
adjust
You know, it sometimes I think adjustments, one way or the other, can get, I don't want to say overvalued, but at times there's, you know, the game might not, you know, encounter a lot of adjustments in terms of, you know, huge swings in their game plan or our game plan. Yesterday, I don't believe that they really changed dramatically what they were doing from the very beginning of the game as the game went on. They made a few more negative plays on us with the things that they were trying to do, which forced us into the third down and longs, which is why we couldn't stay on the field offensively. You know, and those three drives at the beginning of the game where we moved the ball very effectively, I think we only had two third downs, period. And they were the two third downs at the very end of the drive that we ended up kicking the field goal right after. So other than that, we had run, I think, 26 plays or whatever it was and only had two third down conversions. And that was because we were staying on schedule and converting on first and second down and doing a nice job of being productive there. You know, and the game kind of went in some swings, too. Late in the game, we had a lot of big plays on them. In different areas, different settings, you know, in the fourth quarter. But I think they had a specific idea what they wanted to try to do. They didn't really vary tremendously from that. We got to stay out of negative situations, and that's really what killed us yesterday.
What about defensive and adjustments? Seems like the past two games, two very good series to start the game, and then.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some of those, there's a give and take, I think, sometimes. And if you go into the game and you want to stop something very specifically and you're actually getting it taken care of, you know, you feel uncomfortable about going away from it, and then all of a sudden now you open up a different can of worms, you know. And we talked a lot during the week about really not letting Jackson get going. And we felt like we were doing a good job as the game went along. Now, if we'd have changed some of our coverage schemes and what we were trying to do in the back end, you know, then they might have had a lot more success running the football with him. And then now you're going back and forth. What we were trying to do is tighten up some of the coverage and in the coverages that we were using. And we pressured a lot yesterday. We were trying to put some pressure on them. And we dropped the safety down in the box a lot. And had some success at times, but the big plays, again, the big plays on defense are just like the negative plays on offense. They're the ones that really make the game hard on you, and we gave up too many in both situations.
You talked about what a pleasant surprise Joe Mays has been.
Yeah, Joe's, Joe's really done a nice job inside of helping us. And he's a physical guy, and he's really played that way for us. I think that's been a big presence inside for us. You know, he's allowed, and one of the things that we talked about last week, he's allowed Mario to move out to the outside, and where Mario's been very productive the last few weeks too. And I think that's kind of a product of Joe Mays playing well inside. You know, Joe's a very unselfish player. He still played plenty in the kicking game yesterday for us too. So he's doing everything we ask him to do and then some, and he's always ready to go, and, you know, really glad to have him on our team. I don't want to apologize yesterday, Ernie. I know you asked that question after the game, and I didn't really have time to I didn't even know really the whole situation there. You know, I don't believe that to be the case. I think that, and just to clarify, you know, our staff meetings, our squad meetings are very private things and very important to me and to them. And I think that, you know, the things that we talk about in there are supposed to be for our staff and our squad. And so, you know, to hear something out there about something that was said, you know, is disappointing. Again, I don't know exactly what that was or who said it, and I'm not going to go chasing ghosts about what that is. I have a lot of faith and trust in our staff. Believe in them very much, and I know they're going to work extremely hard here this week and the rest of the season as we go forward. So, you know, I think for the most part, I think I couldn't be any more pleased with the dedication that they've shown me, and I think that that's the attitude I'm going to take towards them.
Josh, you're taking a lot of hits locally and nationally from media, from NFL people, from fans. How are you dealing with it?
You know, I mean, nobody likes to have that kind of attention. Certainly, you know, I'm not oblivious to that. I'm human. And you know, I know what we're about here. I know what I'm about here. And you know, the one thing I can do is try to control the things that I can control and focus on what I can focus on, and do my job and live the right way and do the right things you know, try to continually do that with our football team and try to provide a positive influence and a positive source of leadership for this team, this organization, and that's what I'm going to focus on. That's what I'm going to do.
Can you just clarify what you said about their question? You said that to hear there's something out there about something that was said is disappointing. So you do believe that something got out?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't, like I said, I haven't followed that, or I'm not going to follow that up. It's just, I know that those things are very private, and I would like them to stay that way.
Josh, are you at all concerned about your job security?
It's not, you know, not my decision, not something that's in my control. I'm just going to worry about what I can focus on and try to control the things that I can control.
The DJ and Champ, pretty good players, mm-hmm. have been part of a defense for 5 years now. Their defense has fallen apart, or given up a lot of points, whatever, however you want to put it. What do you attribute to that? I mean, has the system been tougher? I know you can't speak to before.
Yeah.
You got here, but you identified size and strength early on, but that hasn't come together as the answer, maybe as quickly. Is it the scheme that takes a while? What's happened defensively here? Because that seems to be where this team has failed the most in the last 5 years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can't, like you said, I can't speak to it before. I know that consistency is something that you know, the more consistent you are with what you're doing in your scheme, the more consistent you are playing it, the more times you line up and play the same thing, the better you get at it. I think that's been one of our issues this season, is our overall consistency as a team. And defensively, I think, you know, is no different. You know, there's been 3 or 4 games where, you know, I think we limit Jamal Charles and Chris Johnson and Steven Jackson to 2.5 yards a carry. And then there's other games where we don't play the same and give up production to different backs and different teams that we haven't done all season in that regard. So it's not that we haven't played well. It's just we haven't done it consistently enough. And I think that there's a lot of reasons that you're consistent at something.
Do you think continuity of the defensive lack thereof, a defensive coordinator, might help explain the...
Well, I mean, that's, you know, I think that the continuity is something that's important, I think, with players and with coaches. I think the more you change, the more you have to get used to something different. The more that you can try to continue to build on something and work with the same people, I think the better chance you have of those people improving in that scheme or in that system and trying to get used to one another. Because, I mean, let's face it, we got to have a lot of people working together on a game day to be productive. It's not just going to happen if 3 guys are doing the right thing or 7 guys are doing the right thing. It's got to be we're all coached the right way to do the right things. When we see them, we have 11 guys execute that the right way, and that's why it's, you know, such a great team game, because there is no one, you know, there's no one man band here. You know, you got to have 11 guys do the right thing, and when you do, that's why it's so great when you execute it the right way, because it's rewarding.
Josh, along that theme, more globally, when a team has the record that you guys have, it's usually injuries or talent, lack of talent, or coaching, or a combination thereof.
Mm-hmm.
What's holding this team back right now? Why are you 3-8?
You know, I think that when you're 3-8, or you know, when you're not playing as well as you want to play, I think you know, the responsibility for that falls a number of places. I'll be the first one to stand up and say I can do a better job doing what I'm doing. But I think that, again, this is a team game, a situation where you got to have a lot of people do the right thing and execute it at a high level. And we're playing against really well-coached and well-put-together teams that play hard every week too. And, you know, there's no excuses. Everybody else has injuries. Everybody else has to fight through adversities. Everybody else has to play home games and road games. Everybody else has to deal with in-game problems or something that comes up on game day. And everybody else every once in a while gets outplayed or outcoached because that's just this league and it's so competitive. So, you know, there's a – and it's not luck either. It's not luck. You got to make yourself, you know, win in this league. It's you don't just try to get close and then hope. That's a bad game plan, and I think our guys are determined and still determined to try to go out there and play, you know, play good football and coach good football, and that's what it comes down to.
One more for Coach.
How come Andre Goodman hasn't been put on the IR?
We're hoping that Andre will be ready to go here shortly. That's the best thing I can say.